Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jefferson County Supervisor Lee Dimmitt about a recent Iowa Supreme Court order to ban weapons from all courthouses.
Chief Justice Cady of the Supreme Court issued what's called a supervisory order. And in that supervisory order, he stated that, and I'll just read it to you verbatim, okay? He stated that after considering all factors and competing interests, the court now concludes, Iowa's unified court system requires a consistent, uniform, and statewide policy prohibiting all weapons from courtrooms, court-controlled spaces, and public areas of courthouses and other justice centers. This policy serves to establish a safety perimeter for each courthouse or justice center that allows for the efficient implementation and enforcement of a weapons prohibition and is intended to prohibit the general public from entering any courthouse or justice center with a weapon. So that's the gist of his supervisory policy order. My concern, and I was the one that put this on the agenda, my concern is the language that states this policy serves to establish a safety perimeter for each courthouse or justice center that allows for, and I'm quoting here, the efficient implementation and enforcement of a weapons prohibition. This appears to me to be something that's going to cost the county money. Unless the legislature does something, we're going to have to implement some procedure to provide for the enforcement of this policy that the Supreme Court Chief Justice handed down. I, for one, am not one that is likely to support any county tax dollars going to the enforcement of a policy edict at the state level. I believe that the Supreme Court Justice who made this supervisory order, if he wants some type of physical enforcement, should pay for it, not county taxpayers.
I saw in a brief story about the new policy statement that, you know, of 70-something courthouses in the state of Iowa, I think only, it stated only 9 have metal detectors. So I guess what your concern is over if the Jefferson County Courthouse would have to implement something like that.
Absolutely. And to take it a step further, think about this for a second. If we fail to do that, and something does happen because an individual comes into the courthouse and discharges his or her weapon and somebody is injured, do I then have criminal liability associated with that because I, as a county supervisor, did not implement policies and or procedures and whatever else necessary to enforce this supervisory order from the Chief Justice? I believe that the legislature needs to step up on this. I believe that they will, but I think that the Board of Supervisors needs to have the discussion. You know, we have had a no weapons policy in the Jefferson County Courthouse. From that aspect, it's nothing new. But what we have here in reading, and I just read it to you verbatim, is that there is to be an enforcement mechanism, an implementation and enforcement. So you have to implement something to enforce it, do you not? I mean, by those, and all I'm saying is that Chief Justice Cady should be the one that pays for that, not the county taxpayers.
So do you think with this discussion on Monday, do you think there will be clarity as far as figuring out what his statement really means, or what outcome do you hope for from the discussion?
At this point, I just want my fellow supervisors to be aware of what's taking place here regarding the potential financial component associated with this edict from the Supreme Court Justice. It's, it's really nothing more than that, and to be on the alert. And I would like to see this board reach out to its area legislators, which I personally have already done, to urge them to effectively do something about the policy or to clarify what implementation and enforcement is going to look like and who's going to pay for it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jefferson County Supervisor Lee Dimmitt. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.